this re-engagement center, it's been in the works here. It sounds like it continues to move forward. What is this?
Okay, re-engagement center is essentially a way in which we can address individuals who do not have their GED or high school equivalency, and at the same time they're acquiring their high school equivalency, we wish to have them choose from 15 different certificated programs, which will allow them to begin to get the trades they need, the technical training they need to be able to be job ready. So it's all woven together. When you're getting your GED, instead of just looking at the academic part, we have tried to make the academics what we call contextually appropriate for the track of training that they're choosing to go into. So math, for instance, in a CNA program would be taught differently than math in a carpentry program or in an auto lube program, so that the student then begins to feel a relationship to the reason they're getting their education. Then at the same time, to make this seamless, we not only have students getting their training, getting their GED, but also we have businesses and industries who say, we have a job opening for you, so that they can begin to see that there is a benefit in getting, one, education, and two, training.
Will there be it's called a center, but is this more something that will just go on regionally, or will there be a headquarters for
there us? Actually is a center location in Keokuk at the SCC campus. The college is providing a room 401. It will be equipped with a computer lab so that all students learn computer technology at the same time, along with other soft skills. They will provide the utilities for us also. Workforce Investment Board will provide individuals to work through the job aspects. There will be a GED instructor that is provided through the college with the adult learning program. So we have lots of different agencies working together. And I think probably what is most important about this is not one group of individuals working on a project. This is a compilation of many, many persons within our community, whether it be business or industry or education, the nonprofits, the Workforce Investment Board, all of us coming together to say, we have a need. We have jobs out there. We need individuals who are trained to fit those jobs. You get someone back into the workforce. It just is a win-win for everyone involved.
What is the next steps to getting this to becoming when it's up and running? What still needs to be done?
Actually, I think the only thing left to do is physically put in the computer lab, and we are ready to go, I would say, within a couple of weeks.
And then how do people start signing up? Do you start targeting, sending out news releases? How do you start getting people into it?
We're looking first at the initial list of individuals who are currently involved in the GED program, and we'll go through that list. I think there's over 100 in Keokuk alone. And then this program is not just defined for Keokuk. We're kind of going to be the pilot project. And after the pilot has shown its successes, and I'm sure there were its weaknesses that we'll need to tweak, we're going to move it into other communities as well, because there is a need in all of our communities for addressing the individuals who don't have a high school diploma.
So it's really first off starting off focusing on Keokuk, taking advantage, mm-hmm. getting people signed up mm-hmm. that want to be signed up mm-hmm. into this. Mm-hmm. And then as it grows, you could see Burlington, and Mount Pleasant, Fort Madison.
Absolutely. And then we're not only looking at just that group of 16 to 24-year-olds. There's a group of our population who's beyond 24 that may be unemployed at this point and are finding it's difficult to get a job because, i.e., they don't have your GED or high school equivalency. Come and join us.